God bless you, sons and daughters of God. We are in our mini-series where we are being discipled in how we approach group settings as kingdom citizen group settings, whether it's a group chat, whether it's social media, whether it's a text, whether it's whatever platform where you're around people and people can be involved, all right? This avenue or this evening, we are walking upon devoted to fellowship, continuing in that vein according to Acts 2:42. And for today, we want to understand that questions and godly answers, no matter where we are along our journey, that they are welcomed here. Because we may be in a fellowship with people of various walks with God. There may be the babes in Christ who have just gotten saved and they feel a little rough around the edges. There may be the more mature in Christ. You know, you still, maybe you're a little lukewarm. Then you have the more mature in Christ, you know, and you truly are desiring to live and grow and really change your life, right? And so we have to understand that in each avenue, there are going to be a variety of questions being asked, a variety of responses that are being responded, but we are being taught, trained up in righteousness on how we are to govern our approach. So one is in understanding that questions and godly answers are welcome. Godly answers, not just your intuition, okay? Not just trusting your gut type of answers and responses, not just in your feelings. We've already addressed that, but godly answers. No question is a dumb question. Okay, no shade is thrown at your question. No, nobody should be, you know, judging you in that regard on the question that you ask. Because no, depending on who that person is and where they are in their walk in God, and if they are the overseer or whatnot, God may be laying on their hearts to go deeper into something. Somebody may be asking for true clarification and understanding, but deep down within, they're like, oh, man, I don't know how to word this right. I don't know how to say this eloquently enough. Some people may, in their mid, you know, walk with Christ, you've been saved some years, and you may feel like, oh, my gosh, I should know better. I should know this answer already. What, I don't want to ask this. No, we're breaking that barrier. We're breaking that form of isolation. We're breaking that avenue of thought, because all questions are invited into the fellowship of the kingdom, so that we can be trained up, so that you can get used to speaking up and asking your questions in an environment that is safe, so that you won't feel like you're being put on the spot, but that you are understanding that Christ is taking you deeper, so that we'll have that kingdom compassion, that we'll have that kingdom grace and mercy, that we'll have that kingdom love inside of the kingdom fellowship. It's a safe haven. And the answers within, the answers that we ask, the answers that you may respond back to on other people's posts, is it necessary? Is it spirit-led or is it self-driven? Because what we are answering and how we answer, it should be led by the Lord. How we respond to that, it should be led by the Lord. And so the fellowship conversation, because of the variety of where people are in their walks with God, the conversation may initially be, or the question or the response, it may initially be indicated by the flesh or lack of understanding. But praise God that we have the mature in Christ, those who have that anointing to yield and hear the voice of God and discern, you know, the heart posture of the question, of the post, of the text message. Thank God that the word tells us in Timothy that the older are to train up and be the example for the younger, not in your age range, but in your spiritual maturity aspect of life. And so let's not look down upon, but let's invite a culture that is safe. That is where those type of questions can be asked, so that they're not Googling, so that we're not, you know, going to somebody that is ungodly, but that we feel safe with godly counsel, that we feel safe in the fellowship of the kingdom. Because how many of you have, you know, started that text message, no matter where you are in your walk with God? You started that text message, you started your post, you started your reply, and the Holy Spirit is like, change that. Delete that whole thing. Let's reword that. Let's finesse that a little bit better with the Spirit and not the flesh. Come on, let's, you know, the Holy Spirit is really course correcting us so that we are responding with the leading of the Lord, so that we're posting in the approach with the leading of the Lord. And because sometimes we're going to be like, oh, man, I just slipped, I almost slipped. But thank you for catching me, Holy Spirit. Thank you for lifting up my hands, brother and sister in the Lord, because the Lord is wanting to erase and rewrite. He's wanting to course correct and reestablish. He's wanting to open up space for his people to have dialogue and discussion that's fruitful, that's beneficial, and that is a safe haven where they won't feel like, I can't say this, or I don't want to say this, or I'm embarrassed to speak on this because they're going to think, girl, you say it, boy, you say it, you should know better, da, 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 da. But no, it's an atmosphere for clarity. It's an atmosphere for compassion. It's an atmosphere for Christ. And in any kingdom fellowship, no matter where it is, at the breakfast table in your home, at the lunch table, at work, in the school, wherever it is, the kingdom fellowship should always conclude with praise. How so? And why so? It's because that you or somebody else within the group setting in the fellowship has experienced growth towards the godly way. That's what it's about. Growth towards the godly way and celebrating one another and being an example for one another and walking with one another in that direction so that praise can be established within the fellowship and within each individual heart for growth towards godly ways. God bless you. I will be in your ear gates again next week. Praise God for continuing in our mini series. We're almost in the conclusion phase. Stick with it. I pray that it's continuing to bless you, guide you, disciple you, and grow you up, train us up in righteousness. Have a wonderful weekend.